Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Het, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Hashida ve'ateva ve'hamigdal shenitela ahad miraglehen. If a leg of a cart, a chest, or a cabinet had one of its legs come off, afal pi shemikabelin tehorin, even though they could still hold things, they could still serve as a container, which is a requirement for wooden utensils to have the ability to become tameh, they are tahor, they do not become tameh. Since here, when the leg broke off, there was no hole, so it remains a container. But still we say it is tahor, it cannot become tameh, because they can't hold things in the usual way that they do. So they're leaning, they have to be held up. So we say they're like a broken utensil, and therefore they cannot become tameh. If they cannot hold 40 se'ah in the usual manner, this is a case where the cart, the chest, or the cabinet were not damaged, they just don't have the ability to hold on to 40 se'ah when they're standing upright. But if they're tilted a little bit, they could hold 40 se'ah. Rabbi Yoseh metameh. Rabbi Yoseh says they can become tameh. Since these utensils can hold 40 se'ah in an unusual manner, they are not considered to be utensils that hold 40 se'ah, and therefore they can become tameh. This is based on the principle we learned earlier, that if they're too heavy, and therefore they're not considered to be a movable object, they cannot become tameh. Here, we say that since they can only hold it in an unusual manner, they're not considered to be unmovable, and therefore they have the ability to become tameh. The rest of the perek will talk about different parts of a bed. A bed has different components. It has the frame, which is a headboard, a footboard, and sideboards, and has four legs. In the Mishnah times, a netting was put across the length, and ropes were put across crosswise where the bedding was placed. Then this was the full bed. The legs of the bed would be put into hollow blocks, and they would have the wooden supports. And the bed, in certain situations, had bedposts and metallic coverings as a decoration. So here we'll talk about the different parts of the bed. V'naklitei hamita, the bedposts. V'hamor, the supports. V'hifui, the ornamental metal coverings. Tehorin, are considered to be tahor. They're not containers, so therefore they do not become tameh. En tameh ela mita umalben. The only parts of the bed that can become tameh are the bed itself, the wooden frame, and the block, the hollow block of wood, which the leg of the bed is placed. Since the block is attached to the leg of the bed, it's considered to be part of the bed and could become tameh like the bed itself. Umalbene bene levi tehorin. The blocks of the Levi'im are tehorim. The Levi'im traveled to Yerushalayim to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, and they would not carry their beds with them, but they would remove the blocks and take them along. The blocks were not permanently attached to the legs, so the blocks of the Levi'im are not considered to be part of the bed, and therefore they cannot become tamim.